And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by June Tinsley. Good morning to you, June.
Good morning.
Now, June, you're head of communications with the National Council for the Blind Ireland, and you're on this morning to talk a little bit about the services that are available to people should they experience the their sight loss, excuse me. Tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. I suppose we just kind of wanted to put a spotlight on the fact that it's a new year, and people throughout 2020 may embark on an unexpected journey of sight loss. They might get a diagnosis that they have an eye disease, or children might be born with genetic issues that affect their sight loss. And I suppose it was just to remind your listeners of the breadth of services that NCBI offers to them to support them on this journey. Because as you can imagine, if you do receive a diagnosis, it can be very overwhelming and quite confusing. And it just requires time to adjust to this new life that you have. And NCBI is there to help you on that journey.
And a lot of, not a lot, but I mean, 1 in 5, it seems to be a high number. Is there anything we can do to prevent some of the sight loss? I know some of you can't, but is there anything we can do as people ourselves and our health to prevent sight loss?
Well, correct. Sight loss is more common as you age, with 1 in 7 people at the age of 75 experiencing some form of sight loss. Some of it can be prevented, particularly by early diagnosis. That means attending your local optician at least every 2 years to make sure that they can check the not only your vision but also the healthiness of your eye. Because as you can understand, some of the tests they do there, particularly like around glaucoma, they can check the pressure levels in your eye, and if there's anything suspicious there, that in turn can trigger supports to help you manage that so it doesn't deteriorate. And yeah. I suppose we'd be encouraging people to have regular eye checks in order to ensure that that happens.
And even people who don't think their eyesight is failing at all, should everyone, when they get to a certain age, go for an eye check?
Yes. I think it's like different types of body parts that have different NCTs, you know. So whether it's for dental or eye checks or hearing or anything like that, particularly from an eye perspective, opticians can ensure that they look at different aspects of your eye and the background part of your eye, so it's not just vision. So I would certainly recommend people to get regular eye checks, particularly as they age.
Exactly.
Illnesses such as kind of glaucoma and AMD does increase as you age, so the risk of getting those diseases.
So that's quite important to go. And seemingly as well, they can pick up a lot more from an eye test as well. Not only to do with your eyes, but high blood pressure and stuff I've heard recently. Now I wouldn't have known anything about that. But it's very important then to go for your eye check when you hit, as you get older, as you said. So tell us a little bit about the support that you're hoping to help with the people who are experiencing sight loss.
Well, I suppose some of the services that NCBI offer would be things like offering emotional support for when somebody does get a diagnosis, that they know they have someone who can essentially hold their hand on this journey as they try to adapt to the new circumstances that they have. We also offer services like information and advice around their rights and entitlements, information around technology, because as you can understand, there's a lot of technological aids there now that would help with day-to-day living and training people in those apps and softwares can obviously help them adjust with ease. So certainly many of our IT trainers would be involved in that. NCBI also offers services in the area of employment and training. So if an individual is working at the minute and has got a diagnosis that they will be experiencing sight loss, NCBI can work with them and their employer to try and make adaptations that the individual might need to ensure that they can be retained in that role. And likewise, if someone is a job seeker, NCBI can help out in terms of informing them of tips on how to improve their CV and interview preparation skills and all that, in order to gain access to employment. And we also offer kind of services in terms of trying to improve an individual's independent living skills, because things like trying to navigate safely when your sight is deteriorating can be quite overwhelming and fearful. So ensuring that people can navigate the public transport system or be trained on the use of a long cane to ensure that they've got greater mobility and that they can move confidently and freely is very, very important.
And is there anything, I know it's in getting regular eye checks, but our diet as well, should we keep, you know, our weight down and avoid diabetes? Because that's one of the triggers, isn't it? If you're diabetic, it can lead to losing some of your sight as well.
True, yeah. I mean, diabetes, it can affect so many aspects, including sight loss. So I suppose maintaining a healthy diet will ensure that that risk is offset as much as possible. But I suppose, like with everything, ensuring that you maintain a level of healthiness and exercise and regular eye checks can help offset some of these issues. But as I said, as we age, things like AMD and glaucoma and diabetes does increase.
Yeah. And June, do you help people of all ages, or is it just mainly adults?
No, it is people of all ages, ranging from infants who might have been born with a genetic issue and as a result their vision is impaired, down to those who are much, much older. We have services also kind of connected with some Dublin-based hospitals, so that if a child or an adult does receive a diagnosis, that our eye clinic liaison officer is based in those hospitals to literally help those patients understand the diagnosis and what it actually means, and to prepare them for their meetings with their consultant and to try and, as I said, adjust to this overwhelming news.
Yeah.
As you can understand, it would be quite overwhelming if you've had a lifetime of vision and now suddenly you've been learned that that won't happen into the future and your eyesight will deteriorate. And I suppose things like for an adult, giving up having to drive is a big milestone, because people need that level of independence, and we want to make sure that people can live independently and confidently. So, as I said, ensuring that they can navigate the public transport system and be mobile in their own environment is very, very important.
And I suppose you're relearning to do everything again, you know, daily tasks, you know, cooking, cleaning, and, you know, you have to learn to do. I must be very, very frightened to be diagnosed, you know. So they would need, people which have been diagnosed with sight loss, you know, you would really need that emotional help. And it's great that you're there for people. Now, you're a charity, June. So how do you keep together government funding?
We do. We receive about 60% of our funding would be from the HSE, but that means then we've obviously 40% to raise throughout the year, and that money is raised through generous donations we'd receive, through different fundraising activities we'd hold, through some corporate sponsors. So of course we're always looking for donations and partners with us. So if anybody's interested in more details on that, details will be available on our website, ncbi.ie.
Okay, that's your website. And do you have a phone number if anyone wants to give you a ring?
Sure, yeah. It's 8307033 is our main head office number here.
Great, okay. And as you said, that's, you have charity shops as well, but you do get government grant funding, but you do rely on, you know, charity as well. So how many shops do you have in Ireland?
Yes, sorry, I should have mentioned that. You're right. We do have actually 117 shops throughout the country.
Oh, that's good.
And all the profits generated in those shops, are the funding from that is channeled straight into our frontline services, and it's a much needed source of income for us. And we hope to open more shops in 2020, but at the minute we've 117, and I suppose that the ones closest to us here would be kind of Malahide and Finglas and Springsend, and there's plenty within the Dublin region.
Yeah.
The newest one's opening there in Skerries in Dublin. So, and our locations of our shops are all available on our website as well.
Okay. So, as I said, you have shops all like nationwide. Do you have offices as well to help people, or is it just in Dublin?
No, our offices are nationwide as well. So many of the services I've described there are available nationwide. The ones that are very Dublin-based would be the ones that I alluded to, with the ones that are connected with the hospitals. But the rest of the services would be nationwide. So that would be particularly around the assistive technology training, the kind of mobility, the everyday living skills, peer support, and trying to ensure independence and confidence and all that kind of aspect happen throughout the country.
Great. June, just before I let you go, can you tell us a little bit about the conference that's coming up? I know it's not till July, so it's a little bit away, but we'll just give it a mention now. Maybe nearer the time we'll talk more in depth about it.
Sure. This is it's called Vision 2020 Conference, and it's been held by NCBI, Child Vision, Irish Guide Dogs Association and Fighting Blindness, and collectively we're kind of known as VISPA. And the intention of the conference is it's an international-wide conference aimed really at promoting the issues around low vision. So that means things, it's targeted at those individuals who are working in that space, trying to come up with innovative technology and innovative supports for people with low vision, down to individuals who are academics in that field or clinicians and doctors and consultants in that field as well. So we're hoping to have about 600 individuals attending the conference in July in the convention centre. There will be an aspect to it for individuals who are experiencing sight loss themselves, so that they too can be involved and participate. And more details on that will come as the date comes closer.
Okay, so do you need to get tickets, or are the tickets available yet, or how's it working?
There are tickets available, and it is on vision2020dublin.com.
Vision, okay. Great. Dublin.com, okay, if anyone wants to go along. June, before I let you go, can you just give out your contact details one more time, phone number and your web address?
Sure. The main website is ncbi.ie, and the main retail website is retail.ncbi.ie, and our main telephone number is 8307033.
Great, 8307033. I'll give that out by the end of the show as well. Listen, thanks a million for talking to us today on Lifeline, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for the time.
Okay, June. We'll talk to you before that conference anyway as well, before July, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, June. Bye. And that was June Tinsley, who is Head of Communications with the National Council for the Blind Ireland, talking about the work and the services that they offer. And the number, once again, is 8307033, and the web address is ncbi.ie. And there'll be more coming up about that conference in the next couple of months.